60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Happy Friday to us all. 844-967-2789. I want to get something out here. I've been trying to get out for the last couple of days. An interview with Jamie Raskin at the Washington Post. Just a couple of paragraphs, and I think this will tie into perhaps some of this conversation. So the Post asked Raskin, who's on the January 6th committee, the committee hearings are happening soon. Can you give us a sense of what to expect? Raskin replies, we're hoping that hearings will be in May and June, and they will be scheduled in a way that the big majority of the population will be able to tune in live. Certainly, there will be available for everyone to experience. We have not been shy about criminal evidence we encounter, and our report will be profuse in setting forth crimes that have not yet been alleged. But having said that, we are not a prosecutorial entity. Our job is to make a report to Congress and the American people about what happened on January 6th and what needs to be done to prevent coups and insurrections from going forward. The Post then asks, can we expect consequences for those behind the insurrections? And Raskin replies, as in most mob-style investigations, the Department of Justice seems to be working its way up from the bottom to the top. They have charged a lot of people with violent assault, destruction of federal property, interference with a federal proceeding, and now increasingly seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government. So that's why I'm telling the people who are despairing over the fact that the people at the top always seem to get away with it to be patient, because I think they are working their way up. And throwing, you know, this in Maggie, you know, these crimes have yet to be alleged, along with, you know, public testimony and reports on what they have discovered in May and June, and throw in, you know, perhaps overturning of Roe v. Wade. I mean, there is a lot of unknowns still happening between now and election season. What do you think will become of this particular report, and how do you think it will impact the elections?
Really great question. And let's start with, what does he exactly mean by crimes yet to be alleged? It's really hard to parse because so many crimes have indeed been talked about. Does he mean formal indictments? Is he referring to even sort of described or bandied about by talking heads like us?
Right. Or right? Worse than seditious conspiracy? I mean, what do you mean? Right.
Pray tell. Tell us more.
Well, you guys might be talking heads. I'm a journalist here.
Yeah. I could say something that rhymes with journalist, but I won't because we're live. But is this going to sort of be a Mueller report version 2?
Right. God, tell me no. Mueller couldn't deliver the goods. In testimony, I hate to say that the American people are so freaking shallow. If you don't entertain them, they ain't paying attention. So the January 6th keep them entertained? Can they
Well, it's a political committee, right? The difference, of course, is it's a political committee, whereas Robert Mueller was approaching it as a legal professional, as a law enforcement official. Very different background. I don't speak in my official capacity like a politician does, because I'm a subject matter expert, and that's what I'm paid to do. Now, a political entity, i.e. this committee, is going to have a different spin on things, but I think it's very important that the report not go full Mueller, which is sort of technocratic, overly dense, opaque, hard to parse through, didn't really have a good, I would say, punchy summary. What I would be looking for is a really evidence-based, dense analysis that has a punched-up summary that is highly quotable. That's what I would be looking
Something
for.
Something we can read on the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's my fine guest. She is Maggie Dawn. She joins Dominic in the Shaw and Fancy Brian. And yeah, it's got to be better than the Mueller report. But Here's the flip side, the impeachment. I was shocked by the obscenities that were played out as course of the impeachment, the video. We were trying to broadcast that. And as a broadcaster, well, quite frankly, I can get shut down by the right because I'm broadcasting their obscenities on the January 6th date through the testimony, through the videotape being presented. So I got to tell you, if they don't clean it up a bit, it's not exactly a made for for kids sort of event. This was a violent insurrection. It was vulgar. It was obscene. And of course, it was very, very criminal, sister. But selling it to the American people, they're going to have to beep it out and sanitize it because it's not made for prime time.
Absolutely not. And I'm just curious to think through what those images sort of piped into your home. You know, you're there with your family after dinner, sitting down to the boob tube, and that's what you're seeing on all three of the major networks. Like, does that move
the dial?
Do you
think the major networks will pick this up? Will they preempt their prime time? Or will it only be the cable TV news excluding Fox?
Yeah, well, that's you may be right that it's just the cable TV news and Fox won't cover it, right? But even the availability of that, I think a lot of people have become more news-oriented, including folks that weren't as much. Now, granted, they're just watching Fox News 24/7, but there'll be some interest. It's such the footage that we've seen to date, right, is so jarring, so shocking. You wonder if those images are going to be really jarring to people now, this, you know,
I think they need to show it in all its
Gore. Don't bleep it.
Don't bleep it. I mean,
totally
it is what it is,
down.
Man. I mean,
but then you can't broadcast it. I can't broadcast it. Then I'm going to
get FCC
shut down.
Makes them rules.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this is, and again, depends on what comes out. The J6, the referral. Is this important, Maggie? If, you know, they already say they believe that he has a crime, and there's been some reporting about waffling whether or not they should, you know, make some sort of referral. My opinion, if you got it, you got the
you
evidence,
make the referral. I totally agree.
Is that important, though, for, you know, the public?
It absolutely is. Someone has to say the quiet part out loud, okay? Like, Judge Jackson, can babies be racist? Okay, if they're saying that kind of baloney, someone needs to say, yes, crimes were committed and here's who committed them, and they should be charged. Particularly when you just see the Manhattan DA backing down from what was probably a fairly clear trail of crumbs to insurance and tax fraud in New York, right? Like, someone has to say it's a crime in an official document. I think just for posterity's sake, if nothing else.
Well,
it needs
to be in the
record.
If that's how it's going
to
be, then maybe we should change our way we live our lives. I mean, who wants to go down that road, Maggie Don?
Yeah, accountability stinks.
Very fine guest on a good Friday. She is Maggie Don, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, thank you so much. Thank you so much to James Santel for filling in for yours truly for most of the last 2 hours. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Come back on Monday, though. Democracy depends on you listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. 3 hours each and every day. Dom, thank you. Fancy Brian, thank you. Evan, thank you. And all my guys, have a wonderful holiday weekend. See you back here Monday morning, bright and early.
They'd like to get Jesus.
Nobody f's with the Jesus.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
Sign on with the devil.
The devil!